This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Tester. Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza and Lebanon early Friday in retaliation for rocket attacks on Israel, which the government blames on the Islamic group Hamas. Loud blasts reverberated in parts of Gaza as Israeli jets hit what the military said were tunnels in Hamas weapon manufacturing sites. The Israeli military said it also targeted Hamas installations in southern Lebanon in strikes launched Friday. A Lebanese television station said there were explosions in the southern port city of Tahrir. The military said it was increasing troop presence along the country's borders with Lebanon and Gaza to prepare for all possible scenarios. The unrest comes at a delicate time for Jerusalem's old city, which on Friday was teeming with pilgrims from around the world. The Christian faithful, retraced throughout Jesus, is said to have taken for Good Friday. Jews celebrated the week-long Passover holiday, and Muslims prayed and fasted for Ramadan. At a Security Council meeting after the airstrikes in Lebanon, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking in Hebrew, says, "We have no intention of changing the status quo of Temple Mount. We are calling for calming the situation. We will take strong action against extremists who use violence there. Regarding the aggression against us on all fronts, we will strike our enemies and they will pay the price for any act of aggression." In its daily intelligence update on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the British Defense Ministry said Friday Russia has recently regained some momentum in its long battle for Bakhmut. The report said Russian forces have highly likely advanced to the town center of the eastern city and have seized the west bank of the Bakhmut River. The update also reported the Wagner paramilitary forces and Russian Defense Ministry commanders have paused their ongoing feud. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Labor reports Friday a healthy 236,000 jobs were added last month. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Although the jobs number has moderated since February's gain of 326,000, Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says,
"This is about as good of a jobs report as we could have expected to get, given the fact that we've been dealing with the financial markets volatility, high inflation, and a year's worth of interest rate hikes, courtesy of the Federal Reserve,
which meets in early May to make a decision on interest rates.
This jobs report gives the Fed some comfort that the job market isn't as hot as it was before.
As for the R word,
so far so good for the U.S. economy in the first quarter, but there are a number of risks on the horizon that could lead to a recession this year."
I'm Shelley Adler.
Healthcare workers in Zimbabwe have condemned the government's plan there to criminalize their recruitment to work in other countries as part of efforts to reduce a medical brain drain. Zimbabwe's Vice President and Health Minister, Constantino Chiwenga, says the country will introduce a law to make it illegal for foreign nations to hire their healthcare workers. Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's Association of Doctors for Human Rights says any attempt to prevent healthcare workers from leaving the country for better jobs would be illegal. The head of the association, Dr. Norman Matara, told VOA Friday the government's plan to criminalize foreign recruitment of healthcare workers was shocking.
"Also in our own constitution, the Zimbabwean constitution, it actually guarantees that citizens have the right to move freely within the country or leave. So we don't know why those comments were being made by the Honorable Minister of Health. We urge the government to improve the working conditions, pay a living wage. You will see that people will not leave the country."
Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Two Tennessee Democratic lawmakers expelled from the state legislature for their role in a protest say they'll be back at the state capitol next week. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
GOP leaders say the expulsions of Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were necessary to avoid setting a precedent that lawmakers' disruptions of House proceedings through protest would be tolerated. Jones and Pearson are black. Another lawmaker, Gloria Johnson, who is white, also joined last week's protest in the Capitol, but she survived the vote on her expulsion. That drew accusations of racism. Representative Pearson.
"This is undemocratic. This is wrong. This is the perpetuation of patriarchy and white supremacy. This is what we knew we were up against."
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.